fries over there.
Yeah, I just crashed. Yeah, I've heard that crash is like a,
Hello.
Hey, is Mike in?
Yes, this is he.
How you doing, Mike? My name's Pete. I'm from Bank of Cardiff. I was just trying to follow up with you here on some work you did with Bank of the West in 2011. I know it was a while ago. Do you recall that?
What kind of work?
I don't know. Did you take out like a business loan or something like that? A line of credit?
Okay, and what's this in reference to?
Well, you actually had some really good lending history with them, and you have some good credit as well, and we are able to, pre-approve you for $250K for some working capital and equipment. Is there anything on your shopping list right now you're looking to bring on, or any big projects coming up you need some help with?
What's your rate?
What kind of rate for equipment or the working capital? They're a little different.
Well, probably equipment.
Oh, okay. So the equipment's starts in mid.
It's gonna be the lower rate, isn't it?
Yeah, because the working capital is unsecured, so it, it tends to have a little bit of a higher rate to it.
Yeah. And what's the rate on that for just working capital?
The working capital, well, it depends on your gross annual sales and your credit and time in business, but main factor is gross annual sales. And the rate just really depends on how much capital you want to take out and for how long. So, for instance, and also in relation to how much revenue you're bringing in. So, like, if you're pulling in $1 million a year in gross annual sales and you want to borrow $5,000 for 3 months, you're probably going to get a rate like 2%, you know what I mean? If you pull in, $500K a year and you want to borrow $50K for 2 years, you're going to get a little bit of higher rate, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, how much capital are you looking to bring on?
I don't know if I'm willing to bring any on. I'm just looking at what you can offer. We're pretty solvent. I've been in business 30 years, so.
Oh, okay. And,
so we're pretty low risk.
What was your gross annual sales like last year?
Probably $450,000-$500,000.
Yeah, okay. So like I said, we like to do about 10% to 15% of gross annual sales on, just ballparking. So, mm-hmm. For the working capital,
you give us a good rate on 10% or 15% then.
10% or 15% of your gross annual sales there. So
sure.
So we can get you anywhere from about 45 to closer to 50-60. Let me do the math here really quick. I don't know why that just didn't work in my calculator. Yeah, about 45 to 51 ballpark on the working capital.
Yeah.
And the equipment there is a little bit lower rate because it is secured, because
What is the rate on working capital, did you say, on those numbers like we just talked about?
I'd need to verify some more follow up questions and financials. I can't get you a specifically solid number
but in the ballpark.
Looking
at 2 or 4% or.
Oh, well, if you're looking to take on the whole, if you're bringing in $450,000, you're looking to bring in, how long are you trying to take this out for? That has a lot to do with it, too. You could do anywhere from 3 months to 3 years. The longer the term, the higher the rate.
Yeah, so if I did it for, say, 2 years.
All right, two years for $45,000. Again, this is a total ballpark because, I don't have really any financials. It's mid-single digits. It's going to go up from there. Do you how's your credit?
Perfect.
Perfect. Perfect like 850 perfect?
Probably.
No way.
I don't owe anybody any money.
Good for you, man. You have been time in business is pretty good, 30 years there. Yeah, I honestly could probably give you a ballpark around mid-single digits here.
Yeah, as long as everything I'm telling you is true, of course.
Exactly. So I'd have to verify some more financials later down the road. It's actually pretty simple. It's just your last 6 months of bank statements and your most recent tax return.
So you could get me into the 2 to 4, you're thinking?
Is
everything
Maybe that's a little low for a 2-year right. term, but you know, we'd have to see, because honestly, like,
How about on equipment?
The equipment's a little better here. That those start at you know, like you said, mid single digits, around the 4, and that depends more on your credit and your time in business. Which for you, if you're saying you got good credit, you've been in time in business for a long, you know, 30 years, is pretty decent. Mm-hmm. So you're gonna get like our top tier, you know, A tier program, right. and that's right. that's gonna be on the much lower end for you. You know, what kind of sure. equipment are you bringing on?
I'm not sure. I might even, you know, buy some more investment semis and sell them, you know, buy a few semis and run them through my dealership or something.
Oh,
I have a junkyard too, so I haul scrap metal, but the price of scrap metal is really low, so we're kind of fixing up semis right now and not don't get out too far.
Yeah, yeah. How much are the semis you're looking for?
Here, I was talking to another guy. Yeah, you know, maybe like $50,000 or so would be, you know, in that market range, what we maybe consider borrowing.
Mhm. And you're saying you're gonna flip these things? Is that like a new or used one?
Be used one.
It'd be used.
And I fix up and flip them. You bet.
How much would you like return on that be?
Well, not very much. Just like 100%.
Oh my!
If I do what I'm thinking I can do, I just bought a semi. An 06 Freightliner for $15,500, and I really think I can get 30 out of it without putting a lot of money in it in a few weeks. So that's crazy, isn't it?
It
could happen. I don't know if I'll make quite that, but that's what my goal is to get almost to. I mean, I'll have some investment too, but I'm just saying the price I paid for it, the price I'm going to turn it around and put it back in the truck paper for, is going to. You bought double what I paid for it.
Damn, like, that's what...
Well, I got good guys here. I mean, I'm fixing the air conditioning. I'm buffed the whole cab out. We're making it all real pretty. Put a new wood steering wheel on it, you know, making sure everything works, all new lines on the engine and stuff. Paint the engine and degrease the thing and fix all the air leaks to fix. So we're doing a lot of, you know, we're doing a lot of upkeep to make it the favorable equipment to somebody that wouldn't buy it from this farm sale where I got it.
Yeah.
Didn't even wash, you know, so I bought it at nickel on the dollar, I hope, so.
Yeah. I mean, if you know, if everything checks out on that end, it's you know, the equipment's probably the way you're going to want to go with this.
That might even be, you know, quicker turnaround times for the money I'd be borrowing too, so the rate could be good for me that way, because, you know, I might be paying it, but, you know, it'd be, what do you call that, with a
discount for early payback?
But you gotta get a floor plan, you know, it'd almost be a floor plan for us.
Mm-hmm.
I might be looking for kind of a floor plan, so we can just, you know, borrow and pay back, you know, something like that.
Yeah.
And usually I would do that with my own bank, but, you know, I guess if you guys are aggressive and you can give good rates and, you know, and all that, that would be another avenue for me to borrow money in another direction. But the unique thing with me is I don't have any borrowed money really to speak of right now, so.
Yeah, I mean.
I'm pretty safe. If I can borrow money and make even more money with it, I'm going to start thinking I'm like Donald Trump or something.
Yeah, that's what they call business. Yeah. Hopefully you don't get a haircut like that guy, you know.
Yeah. Okay. But anyway, where are you guys out of? Where are you calling out of? Arizona, or where are you out of?
No, I'm in the San Diego office. We have offices in LA and New York too. Yeah, not too bad. But
I'm at least interested to talk to you some more on this. So I think the next call I'm gonna let you get some information about me with Sherry, our office manager, and then we can, you know, maybe what you can do for me, and we might get aggressive and do some business with you.
Yeah. When did you get into this whole, you know, refinishing the trucks? Is that what you always been doing?
Lately? No, that's just one of my many things. I got an auto body shop and a salvage yard, but the trucks, I went over the road for a little while in the semis, and that didn't work out so good, so I was able to sell most of those off. Kept a couple. I got like 3 of them I'm going to have for sale right now. But I keep one and I run my loads. But metal's not worth anything right now, so I'm kind of stocking up junk cars in the salvage yard. We got a car crusher back there, and then we've got a semi that we haul the cars on once we crush them to the refinery, which is about 100 miles away. So I need a semi to do that.
Just load them up.
So,
mm-hmm.
So, you know, if I don't sell it, I use it and make money with it. So we got a couple different avenues we can can make money with the truck.
There you go. And
Slipping it's the best one because the one I just bought, that's what we're going to try and do with that. We're going to see if that works out.
Yeah, do you have a quote for the one you're looking at right now, or you just kind of...
No, I've already bought that one. I paid cash for it, so...
Okay, but for this new one that's 50K, you're just going to...
That would actually be buying maybe two or three of them for 50K. That might budget me to buy two or three of them.
Okay.
You might be paying for more than one piece, because I'm going to buy them used cheap and fix them up and try and get closer to a nice number, like you're saying, out of each one.
Yeah. I mean, you're making some crazy margins on that, man.
I could. I mean, I haven't done it yet, you know.
Yeah. I mean...
I've sold other ones and didn't do too bad, but...
Most people are excited, like, yeah, I got a 22% return on investment. That's pennies compared to what you're talking about. Even if you get a 50%, that's great, man.
I'm pretty sure I can get the 50% without even breaking up a sweat. So that's pretty
good. Good. You know, have you looked at anywhere else besides your bank for financing these, or do you?
Not really. No, I haven't really been outsourcing financing at all. So.
Yeah, good.
You
cash
called me, and I guess I'm listening. So, yeah.
I appreciate it. When do you need this buyer?
A month or two.
Month or two.
Yeah, so you got time to research me and make sure you can get me the best rate and everything.
No, yeah, we actually. What's really cool
what's
about
your first
us?
Name?
My name's Pete.
Okay.
We actually have a match it or beat it policy, too, which is really nice.
Oh,
and
really? Uh-huh.
Yeah, so if you get
you
a quote
lend,
from anywhere else...
You guys lend a lot of money? Are you big?
Yeah, no. We've been around for about 14, 15 years now. We started in equipment financing, and recently...
How much money you got out there? How much you got lent out there right now? How much money you got out there?
Wow, I don't know off the top of my head. It's too much.
Million?
Millions, way above millions.
Okay.
Way above millions.
You're big.
Yeah, I think just this week I'm doing $105K for a dump truck. I did a $50,000 dump truck last week. I got $250K working capital.
Well,
I'm finishing up.
The other reason I'm safe is I'm older and I'm getting closer to retirement, so I'm not going to put myself in any situation that's going to be high risk. So
yeah, exactly.
Anything I do is going to be money I can get back out within a year, but probably so.
Mm-hmm.
So that being said, you know, that maybe just answered your question about how long I need to borrow the money for. I don't think anything's going to be borrowed for more than a year, probably.
Yeah, it's about two. It's the equipment end of things. It's pretty standard, like a 2 to 5 year term, like a car loan. But you know, we could shorten that if you need to.
Okay. Well, what we need to do is get you to visit with Sherry. So I'm probably gonna get you. I'm gonna walk up front right now and get you her number, and then you guys can be visiting. I don't know how much time she has today, but. She'll write down your company and everything, and you guys can email me stuff and all that.
Yeah, of course. Mike, are you 100% owner there, though?
100% owner, yes.
Okay. Perfect. Gotcha.
Hold on.
All right.
Sherry? Probably Monday would be the soonest she's going to be available.
Yeah, no problem.
What's your cell number? 641.
Mm-hmm.
750.
Mm-hmm.
76.
Mm-hmm.
76. What's the last part? 70.
Perfect. You guys had an email? I can shoot you something right now. You could just take a look at it.
It's M. Lewis, and that's Louis. M. Lewis, 1901, at hotmail.com.
Sounds good, Mike. And I'll follow up with Sherry here next week on Monday.
Yeah, and, you know, we might be doing some things down the road, and we'll make you one of our sources if your prices are good.
Yeah, of course. That's like, you know, what I'm shooting for here is repeat business.
You're able to match and beat banks, so you say, huh?
Yeah, if you get a paper like stick, some physical like, you know, a statement from somewhere else, a bank, another lender, whatever. If you send that over to me with your equipment invoice, we got to match it or beat it. Because like I said, we're in the business of trying to keep you as a customer, repeat business. We'd rather lose a couple thousand dollars on this one to get you to come back to us. You know what I mean?
Okay. All right. Well, sounds good. All right. Good visiting with you. Thanks,
Mike. All right. Take care, Mike. I'll circle back on Monday.